Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Islamic militant group Hamas says that the ruling of Gaza, in a statement, that it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. That decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. The move opens an avenue to form a reconciliation government. The rival Palestinian governments have been at loggerheads since a civil war in 2007, when Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority from Gaza. British police now say that they have arrested a second suspect in connection with the bombing of a subway train in London. Police said in a statement that they arrested a 21-year-old man in the West London suburb of Hounslow, which is home to London's Heathrow Airport, just before midnight Saturday. He was arrested under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier Saturday, another suspect, an 18-year-old man, was arrested in the port area of Dover, a major ferry terminal for travel between Britain and France. The United States has signaled to the European Union's top energy official that it will and may be willing to re-engage in the Paris Climate Pact, despite President Donald Trump's announcement in June that the U.S. would withdraw in order to renegotiate the deal. The European Commissioner for Climate Action and Energy said Saturday that the shift came during a meeting in Montreal of more than 30 ministers led by Canada, China, and the European Union. The Montreal meeting took place in preparation for the annual United Nations General Assembly, the main events of which began on Tuesday. However, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted a different message shortly after the statement was released. She said the position on the Paris Agreement has not changed. This is VOA News.